This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 8th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Lead story at AgriPulse.com is addressing the issue of legislation of renewable fuel and the question of whether E15 blended fuel would be allowed to be sold all year. Farm state lawmakers are back in Washington next week under pressure to pass a bill allowing more corn ethanol in cars. The Environmental Protection Agency recently amended blending rules that call for higher volumes of renewable fuel. Some argue the move by EPA may have made approving legislation with higher blends even more challenging. Iowa Farmers Union President Aaron Lehman told AgriPulse that, quote, a high percentage of rural voters are swing voters, even higher than in urban and suburban areas. Iowa is the biggest producer of both corn and ethanol. The legislative issue may have political implications. Two of Iowa's four congressional districts are considered toss-up races as Republican incumbents try to hold on to their House seats, and the party overall fights to keep control of the chamber. Three of the districts were won by Democrats as recently as 2018. The EPA's final blending rules are likely deepening that division. The issue is EPA's reallocation of 70% of the 23 to 25 small refinery exemptions into the final for 26-27 standards. The SREs are at the center of the rift between large and small refiners in the E15 negotiations. Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again today, that in response to Israeli attacks against the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon, cast doubts over whether an already precarious ceasefire to end more than a month of war would hold up. Vice President J.D. Vance said he believed there was a, quote, legitimate misunderstanding by Tehran over whether the U.S. ceasefire applied to Israel's ongoing offensive against the Iran-backed militia Hezbollah in Lebanon. Vance said, I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it didn't. We never made that promise. Fresh violence threatening to scuttle what U.S. Vice President Vance called a fragile deal. President Trump did consult with Chinese President Xi during the negotiations yesterday with Iran over the ceasefire. With soybeans, there is still hope that an extended peace deal would allow that scheduled meeting between President Trump and China's Xi Jinping to go on as scheduled next month. It would leave the door open for China to buy some more old crop U.S. soybeans. Now, that meeting is not till mid-May, and there is a chance the USDA could be inclined to lower soy exports in the May WASD report. Also likely to be discussed at the meeting is the promise that the Chinese would buy 25 million metric tons of U.S. beans in the coming year. Grain futures are getting only a limited push from this ceasefire. That's because the fighting has already created significant issues in the fertilizer availability, according to Jake Hanley of Tukrium Trading. He said report the reopen the Strait of Hormuz tomorrow when the corn market still has a problem that doesn't resolve until 2027 at the earliest. Gridlock at the Strait and damage to natural gas plants in the region won't be resolved overnight. Farmers likely to need to pay significantly higher prices to obtain fertilizer, with those that can't afford it likely needing to ration whatever fertilizer they do have and stretch it for the full growing season. The Trump administration announcing today that it is nominating Undersecretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, Luke Lindberg, as its next candidate to lead the United Nations World Food Program. Lindberg told AgriPulse, I'm honored to be nominated by President Trump as America's candidate to lead the UNWFP. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar. Family farming legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security need strong farm and trade policies. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Daly.